Remember the other day when I told you that when me and Hitchburn were talking about this on last Friday, and Mitter Hitchburn will be here in the last hour of the program as well. Is this a historical event that we're in right now? And Hitchburn's take was not only was it historical, but it's historical in the sense that it's probably biblically historical as well, meaning worldwide impact, cataclysm, apocalypse, catastrophe, whatever you wish to call it. Events have now been set in motion by the great Western media industrial complex, the great Western oil and gas and mining complex, and the great Western FIRE complex. That's the finance, insurance, and real estate contra the Russians that are going to have catastrophic effects if it's not stopped nearly immediately. And millions upon millions of people are going to pay. So you can have your stupid Ukrainian flag symbol on your stupid social media account. It's everywhere. Do you remember how back in 2016. What year was it, Mrs. O'Connell, that the Muslim terrorist nutbags went into the offices, the editorial offices of the French porno mag, Charlie Hebdo, and opened fire and killed? I can't remember how many people that worked at Charlie Hebdo. Do you remember this? Do you remember how all, I want to be so relevant and get my endorphins for the day, and they really think that I care, and I'm so charitable, instead of doing an actual act of charity. 2015, instead of doing an actual act of charity, put a Je suis Charlie Hebdo on your Facebook avatar. Do you remember that? Everybody was Je suis Charlie Hebdo. And then after the sodomites were shot up at the sodomite dance club in Paris, it was Je suis Paris. We're all Parisian. Now we're all, now it's Je suis Ukraine. We're all Ukrainians now. And the Twitter lynch mobs and the Pride Book and the rest of the social media lynch mobs, so desperate now, at all costs to kill Putin. Je suis Ukraine, with their stupid Ukrainian flags flying on their social media accounts. You're gonna get it, all right. The sanctions that are being leveled against the Russians are going to impact much of the European Union, you idiots. I hope you're happy. Those of you that are out there singing from this hymn book, these morons that are Republican senators in the U.S. Senate, they're out there going, we're going to bring Russia's energy sector to its knees. Okay, if you bring Russia's energy sector to its knees, Tom Cotton, you know, you'd be so much better off if you were an actual redneck so you could be forgiven for this murderous, these murderous, imbecilic comments. If you bring the Russian energy sector to its knees with your sanctions, you're going to bring the German energy sector to its knees. As a matter of fact, you're going to bring a substantial portion of the short-sighted EU that bailed on their own electrical generation, putting up stupid, ridiculous, nearly worthless windmills and building these equally ridiculous and nearly worthless solar farms. They're not going to have electricity. They're not going to have natural gas for the remainder of the winter to heat their homes. Some people are just going to go flat out freeze to death. Then when you couple that with the rest of the free planet going like, where's Je suis Ukraine, evil Putin, We're not doing any more business with the Russians. Sanctions harm citizens. Sanctions do not harm leaders at the top of any regime. Democratic, authoritarian, communist, socialist, doesn't matter. They will not be harmed. They will not suffer. They won't starve. They won't freeze. They won't get overheated. The people at the bottom. I went to the gas pump on my way home yesterday afternoon here. I stayed an extra 4 hours working on a brand new, beautiful piece of artwork for you people. As a matter of fact, I was so into it, I got carried away. I looked up and it was 4:30 and went, what happened? Justin left at 1:30. 3 hours. In any event, I stopped and got gas. You know what it is to yesterday? And I added 10 cents from when I left the gas pump right down the street, one block from here. I paid $3.39. And there was a Biden sticker on the pump going, I did that. Same gas station. I went past it this morning, $3.49. 10 cents in one day. Who gets clobbered when oil and gas prices go up? Pop quiz, hotshot. Who gets hit first and hardest? The people that are relying on transported food and the transporters themselves. That's who gets clobbered first. The people then that are at the bottom of the economic food chain and have to commute or drive for a living, or to get to wherever it is, they exchange their slave labor for the slave new world. They pay for that. There's no raise coming. They're probably not going to get tax refunds. So this begins immediately to clobber the little guy. So we went from an event that attempted to slaughter the moderately successful middle-class entrepreneur, as I said from the get-go when the Corona doom rolled out, and at this time, 2 years ago, this is an event designed to kill me. Moderately successful, middle class, business person, entrepreneur. This will ultimately, and it ultimately did, over a million mom and pop small businesses slaughtered. Heaven knows how many bank accounts, life savings, life's works slaughtered, ruined, taken. In their pursuit of zero, we must have zero COVID. So here you go. Couple of headlines on this. You're playing right into Klaus Schwab's hands. This is right, the global oligarch cabal, if they stack the deck, if they actually had access to the deck of global economic and diplomatic events, this is the hand that they would have dealt themselves. First headline. This is from it's all the way down at the bottom of the pile. It's a big pile today, folks. It's deep here on Shrove Tuesday. All right, first headline. Maersk suspends all container shipping to Russia. Do you know who Maersk is? So Maersk, it's MAERSK. I'm pretty sure that they're Danish. There's probably a company that's headquartered in Copenhagen. I know it's Scandinavian. I just don't. I'm not sure which country. I want to say that it's. This headline comes from Copenhagen. Pretty sure that they're Danish. Maersk suspends all container shipping to Russia. You've all seen, if you live anywhere near one of the coasts or anywhere near the Gulf of Mexico, you've all seen a Maersk, Maersk container boxes. They're shipped all over the world. It's one of the biggest container shipping companies on the planet. Shipping group Maersk.co will temporarily halt all container shipping to and from Russia in response to Western sanctions on Moscow following its invasion of Ukraine, the company said on Tuesday. As the stability and safety of our operations is already being directly and indirectly impacted by sanctions, new Maersk bookings within ocean and inland to and from Russia will be temporarily suspended. Here's a question for you. Do any of those containers have food in them? Whether they're leaving Russia or whether they're coming into Russia, do they got food in them? The answer is yes. If you start saying, we're going to cut off all transportation to and from Russia, you're waging war against a civilian population that, because of the way the supply chains are, is relying on that container to arrive in Crimea or wherever it's going to arrive. By the by, that is a horrifying tweet, Zap Rosedauer. To this end, the amazing artist philanthropist Marina Abramovic urges humanity to collectively defend Ukraine. Marina Abramovic is a disciple of Anton LaVey. And then whoever the new clown is that runs the Satanic Temple. She is the hex wench, the hexen beast that converted Madonna and Lady Gaga first to Kabbalah and then to straight up Satanism. This is the wench, by the way, that was going to host, before the Corona doom struck, a $20,000, well, you started the bidding at $20,000 per seat live seance hosted by Bill Gates in L.A. You can look this up. I'm not making this up. Where the 20 highest bidders got to actually sit in with Marina Abramovic and have their petitions taken directly to Satan. And they were going to live stream this for the people that couldn't buy the ticket and wanted to watch Satan at work and Marina Abramovic. That is straight up evil there. And she's back in Ukraine? But Putin is evil, TKD. He must be taken down. And so are you. Because you don't see. Oh, I see. This suspension, which will cover all Russian ports, would not include foodstuffs, medical and humanitarian supplies, etc. How are you going to know the difference? Maersk operates container shipping routes to St. Petersburg and Kaliningrad in the Baltic Sea. Novorossiysk in the Black Sea, and the Vladivostok and Vostochny on Russia's east coast. Second headline, this is from Ice Age Farmer. Merchant ships hit by missiles. Grain fertilizer exports stop in Ukraine and Russia. Ukraine and Russia's grains, 30% of the world's global exports, are no longer moving. 30% of the world's exports. The grain from the breadbasket of the EU. The grain from the breadbasket of the EU, Ukraine. You know what happened last time there was a starve event and grain was stolen or halted from being shipped? Just made in Ukraine and to the Ukrainians. Watch the film Mr. Jones for the gory details.